Hello.
Hi, this is Jamira. I was in the middle
Yes,
of
ma'am. This
doing
me.
your. Okay. All right. So I'm going back to the question. So we got everything saved. I just wanted to make sure. Okay. Question two. Which of the following addresses have you ever been associated with? 3014 Mallard Point Drive, Southeast, 4061 Beth Manor Drive, 612
Beth
26th
Manor
Avenue.
Drive.
Okay, 4061 Beth Manor Drive.
Yes, ma'am.
All right, question three. Which of the following addresses have you ever been associated with? 21 Lee Road, 468, 2409 31st Street, 3500 Norman Braze Road.
3500 numbers Road.
Okay. Okay, so these are just going to be yes or no questions. Okay, Willie? Did you file for or receive unemployment benefits in another state within the last 12
No.
months? Did you work in another state other than
No.
Alabama within a, okay. Have you worked for the federal government as a
No.
civilian in the last 18 months? No. Did you serve on active duty in the
No.
military? Did you receive notification that you have a TRA certification?
No.
Are you filing this unemployment claim due to reasons related to COVID-19 pandemic?
Yes.
Have you worked since the last time you filed?
Yes.
Was the work you performed with the same employer you reported on your last claim?
Yes.
What was your last day worked?
Yesterday.
Yesterday the third.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. Okay, I got some more yes or no questions for you. If not for COVID-19 restrictions, since the most recent Sunday, have you been mentally and physically able to work?
Yes, ma'am.
Yes. Do you work for yourself, own a business, or are you a corporate officer for a business?
No, ma'am.
Are you currently working solely on a commission basis, or do you have a real estate license?
No, ma'am.
Are you currently registered for attending school or training?
No, ma'am.
If not for COVID-19 restrictions, are you available to accept full-time work?
Yes, ma'am.
If not for COVID-19 restrictions, are you available for all shifts in your normal trade or occupation?
Yes, ma'am.
Have you applied for or are you receiving a pension other than Social
No,
Security from
ma'am.
an employer you worked for in the last 18 months?
No,
Okay.
ma'am.
Have you applied for or are you receiving workers' compensation due to a work-related injury?
No, ma'am.
Do you obtain work exclusively through a union hiring hall?
No, ma'am. Hold on, you said I can't work exclusively through them?
Yeah, through a union hiring hall.
Through a union hiring hall?
Yes.
No, ma'am.
No. Did your employer give you a definite date to return to work?
No, ma'am.
Okay. And then what's your job title?
Cook.
Okay. See. Cook, so prepare, season, and cook soups, meats, vegetables, dessert, or other foodstuffs in restaurants. Are you seeking work in your current occupation?
I'm really just waiting to see what's
Okay. All right, so we need to select which one's your separating employer. So we got CPB Foods, Premier Kings, Smith Keith.
with them. Smith
So, Smith Keith.
Keith. Yeah, or
Okay.
Keith Smith.
Well, it's showing, I mean, it may be backwards, I don't know, but it's showing Smith Keith. Is that,
Yeah.
you're familiar with that one?
His name Keith, yeah.
Okay. So, he probably just got his last name first. Okay, but that's your separating employer, correct? All right, so I'm going to need information about that employer. I'm going to need the work phone number.
334-290-0035.
And that was area code 334-290-0035, is that correct? And
Yes, ma'am.
then what's your employment start date when you started?
February 24th.
This year?
Yes, ma'am.
February 24th. And then you said your last day of work was yesterday.
Yes, ma'am.
What city is this work performed in?
Prattville, Alabama. I mean, well, Prattville.
You said
the city.
Yeah, is it Prattville? Okay.
Yes, ma'am.
Have you received or do you expect to receive any of the following pay for any time after your last day of work? Vacation pay?
No.
Have you received or do you expect to receive any of the following pay for any time after your last day of work? Vacation pay?
No, ma'am.
Sick pay?
No, ma'am.
Holiday pay?
No, ma'am.
Have you applied for a pension or are you receiving a pension from this employer?
No, ma'am.
Okay, this is your separating employer. Yes. And then you're working, though, correct?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, are you working part-time or?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. Are you working all hours made available to you by your employer?
Mm-hmm.
Did you request a reduction in hours?
No, ma'am.
Were you hired to work part-time only?
No, ma'am.
Okay. All right, we're going to wrap up your claim for you. Do you elect to have 10% of your weekly benefit check withheld for federal income tax?
Yeah. Yes, ma'am.
Yes, okay.
Yeah.
And then you want a temporary PIN or you want to use the one that you've been using?
The one I've been using, 5959.
Okay. All right, I'm going to read to you your closing statements, then we'll be done. Make sure you have something to write down this information. You got to write down a website and a phone number. And let me know when you're ready.
In a red box, my dog. Yeah, everyone. Go look in that top drawer. Be quiet, I'm going to put my baby up. And grab me a piece of paper, please, out of one of them folders. Yeah, it's all drawer next to my bed. Yes, ma'am.
Okay. The following instructions and telephone numbers are very important. Your claim is being filed as COVID-19 related, but is not yet approved. Your claim will be processed as soon as administratively possible. However, you must begin meeting unemployment claim requirements effective this week, except where any requirements have been waived during an approved COVID-19 related claim. Eligibility and requirements for a COVID-19 claim are subject to change. Unemployment claims use calendar weeks that begin on Sunday and end on Saturday. Once a week, you must complete the weekly certification process for the previous week. The questions you'll be asked during the certification will outline your current requirements and are subject to change. This can be done online by going to www.labor.alabama.gov or on the telephone by calling 800-752-7252.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Hold on.
Okay, and if you would, I'm sorry, but I apologize. Can you give me that website again?
Sure. It's www.labor.
Okay.
Alabama.
Uh-huh.
Gov.
Okay. Oh, I know that one. I feel so stupid asking you for it.
No, it's all right. Okay, your weekly certification can be made on Sunday through no later than 5 p.m. Friday, but not on Saturday. Failure to file and complete your weekly certification as instructed could result in a loss of benefits. Make your first certification either by telephone or internet next week. Your employer will be contacted regarding your separation. We may require a follow-up interview with you to discuss our findings. If so, you'll be contacted by telephone or letter before a decision on your claim is made. We have completed your unemployment claim. At any time, you may be mailed or otherwise provided additional information regarding continued eligibility requirements. Do you have any questions for me, sir? All right, Willie, well, you enjoy the rest of your day and have a great weekend.
Oh, yeah, I do got one question.
Oh, go
Like,
ahead.
y'all like working from home or y'all got like a call center or what?
Oh, we got a call center for
Okay.
unemployment line for just the
Is it in
unemployment lines.
Alabama?
Yeah, we're in Montgomery.
Okay, bet that.
All right. Well, was there anything else I could assist you with?
No.
All right, Willie. Well, you enjoy the rest of your day. Have a great weekend. And
You
thank you
too,
for calling the
appreciate it.
Alabama Unemployment Compensation Call Center. You have a good one.
You too.
All right, bye-bye.